WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. 60 years ago today, Jonathan Daniels was shot and killed in Haynville in Lowndes County. He was a white seminarian from the North who came to the South to work in the civil rights movement. Daniels is considered a martyr in the Episcopal Church, which holds an annual pilgrimage in his honor. WBHM's Vahani Shori has this story about how the church is carrying his legacy forward.
At St. John's Episcopal Church in Montgomery on a Friday earlier this month, Episcopal leaders and community members gather from all over the country for a vigil. The evening includes poetry from Alabama's poet laureate, Ashley M. Jones.
And injustice is no match for the holy.
The Reverend Dr. Kelly Brown Douglas gives a sermon encouraging the audience to remember Jonathan Daniels by living out his own virtues.
Free! Not as the world defines it, but as
Daniels came to Alabama at the request of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to help complete the historic voting rights march from Selma to Montgomery in 1965. Daniels stayed. In that summer, he was arrested for protesting in nearby Fort Deposit. He and his fellow demonstrators were detained until August 20th. Upon release, the group went to a corner store. Black teenager and activist Ruby Sales opened the door and was met with curses and a shotgun from Deputy Sheriff Tom Coleman, who fired. Daniels shielded Sales from the bullet and died on sight. The rest of the activists were able to escape. Haynville is small, just about 800 people today. But on this Saturday morning following the vigil, the courthouse square swells with people. Judge Adrian Johnson presides over the same court where an all-white jury acquitted Coleman for killing Daniels. Johnson is aware of the history of his bench and attends the pilgrimage every year.
And this is an event that I think highlights the injustice of the past and having an understanding that we have to constantly seek justice to ensure that protection of all people's rights are ensured. Understand that, you know, that we're called to love one another.
Leaving from the courthouse, marchers made their way to the jail cell where Daniels was detained and the storefront where he was ultimately killed. All the while singing spirituals and following a parade of teenagers carrying large posters with the faces of Alabama civil rights martyrs on them. The youth carrying the signs are in town from Oklahoma and New York to learn more about the civil rights movement and pay their respects to the martyrs. One of them is Manuela Parada from Shawnee, Oklahoma.
I held Denise McNair's poster.
One of the girls killed in Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church bombing.
It felt empowering. I wanted people to look at her face. I wanted people to know her name.
Aside from civil rights, young people were engaging with ideas of justice and theology. When asked what she hopes young people take away from the experience, Alabama Episcopal Bishop Glenda Curry says,
I would like them to take away that love that sacrifices is different than love that is just fun. I really hope they take away that that's really what life's about. The world won't change if we're all just worried about ourselves.
And to the same question, Judge Johnson says he hopes young people understand the history of Lowndes County and the civil rights movement.
I think it's important for us to come together to continue to recognize the sacrifices of those people that took place in the civil rights movement.
Teenager Amelia Bronson from Oklahoma is moved by the march. The weekend's events bring up many emotions.
Anger, sadness, definitely a little bit of guilt of like in my day-to-day life of like I could have been sticking up for people already.
Bronson was recently drawn to the Episcopal Church due to its welcoming position towards the LGBTQ+ community. She describes how her theology has informed the idea of justice.
Well, Jesus, he fought for a lot of people. He didn't care about what was illegal or illegal, and because that's not always right. And he just always fought for people that were beaten down and oppressed, and that's what Christianity should be fighting for today.
Dean and President of Episcopal Divinity School, the very Reverend Lydia Buckland says they need to share the stories of activists and spiritual leaders like Jonathan Daniels.
So that we don't go backwards any further and we really move towards God's dream for us.
Part of that vision comes through workshops on how to interact with immigration and customs enforcement or caring for migrants. That's some of what Iwao Asakura is learning as a student at the Seminary of the Southwest.
Through the education, I am getting really affirmed. This is what God really called me to do, to serve who are marginalized.
Asakura says he sees an echo in his own story to Daniels. As Daniels traveled to the South and Asakura immigrated from Japan as a teenager to the United States. He proudly carries an icon of the martyr during the Haneville pilgrimage. It's a grand frame, enclosing a gold leaf portrait of Daniels in a saintly form.
It was really emotional. Us carrying his icon was very such an honor.
One of many ways Jonathan Daniels' story is still being felt 60 years later. Vahini Shori, WBHM.
Vahini Shori is a report for AmeriCorps member covering faith and culture for WBHM.